from early testing and bringing virtual reality into Second Life, we came to the realization that the system requirements and the platform requirements just weren't there for Second Life to go virtual reality. I mean, in order for you to have a constant 90 frames per second experience would be extremely challenging because of the architecture of Second Life. And, actually, I was just sort of reflecting on how awesome Second Life is compared to Sansar, actually, in one aspect. When we first came into this space, the chair I'm sitting in was kind of a bit further away from you. It was easy for someone to just move it right then and there. Well, in Sansar, you can't do that. You have to go into the dedicated edit mode to do the whole thing and then publish and what we call, baking a scene or an experience. And that's something we have to do with Sansar to get ultimately a runtime experience that are extremely extremely high performance. And so this awesome thing we have in Second Life where the runtime environment and the editor are sort of synonymous, it's sort of one and the same thing, that would be extremely challenging to do. So that is kind of a trade-off between sort of that ease of authoring in real time kind of has a performance penalty. And so that's a strength that Second Life has, and then Sansar was more optimized to get sort of the frame rates needed for VR, which then means forced us to go down a different path for Sansar. We are currently not investing or considering virtual reality as a way to consume Second Life. I mean, third-party viewers, they can give it a shot, but I think they would all have reason, the same challenges we have. A browser-based, we did some experiments to see whether a server-rendered version that's then streamed to a browser. And also several attempts over the years have been done to do that with Second Life. You may remember On Live a few years ago had a mobile sort of streamed version of Second Life. We did experiment with that a little bit to see if at least it could sort of ease the onboarding and improve the conversion rate for new users coming into Second Life, where they didn't have to go through the hurdle of installing a client, but they could just sort of walk into Second Life directly from their browser. Unfortunately, the conversion rates didn't sort of prove out. We were all very optimistic that it would really improve conversion rates, but we failed to get the data we wanted. So we sort of stopped with that effort as well. And that would have to be a subscription option because that means we would be running the GPUs and the CPUs in the cloud to render and then stream the content to the browser. And so that would have to be a subscription option. That's not really that would be extremely costly for us to offer as a free-to-play option. So we might sort of revisit that in the future as cloud GPU technologies become cheaper. For now, that would be up to third parties to offer those services. We're not working on that inside the lab right now.